WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Burden of Proof, the latest album by Austin-based singer-songwriter Bob Schneider. Ken says this album of mostly melancholy songs, set within starkly attractive melodies, deserves to be heard by a larger audience.
I wish I was a baby bear sleeping in the brown winter grass in April while the sun was going down. I wish my shoes were empty and I was still in bed with you there beside me with your dreams inside your head. I wish the world would do what I wanted to, and I wish the wind would blow me back to you.
Bob Schneider's Burden of Proof is a frequently beautiful, often morose, downcast album. I get the feeling he's using broken romantic relationships metaphorically, that when he sings about not connecting with someone he loves, he's also singing about not connecting with a bigger audience. And he does it with just the right lack of self-pity to make what he's bemoaning interesting.
It's up on the world and take a ride. I'll meet you on the other side. Like the way I feel, every all around. When you're around, guards nowhere to be found.
The music on Burden of Proof is mostly straightforward singer-songwriter pop folk rock, with regular appearances by the Tosca String Quartet. I gather the sound on Burden of Proof, which is tasteful without being too mild, is tidier than the Bob Schneider music you'd get if you saw him in a club in Austin, Texas. But Schneider's musical experimentation and precise arrangements really pay off on a regular basis here, as on the sad sack lovely song called Weed Out the Week.
I had a dream, dream I was dying to see you again. But when I awoke, the world was on fire, dying. And then I saw the sun burst into flame, and all at once, everything changed for the better. It seemed like it does in a dream sometimes.
One element that prevents Schneider from disappearing up his own despair is the way he regularly snaps out of his own self-consideration to focus on the person in front of him. Thus a song like Please Ask for Help. Against spare arrangement, Schneider's voice rings with a convincing sincerity as he politely recognizes that someone he's fond of could use some assistance. The melody he builds around the title plea is the musical opposite of an intervention. It's the sound of discretion, of communicating that he's here if you want him.
Well, life is hard most of the time, well, some of the time for sure. And it might seem you could.
Schneider regularly breaks up the pensive mood of Burden of Proof with some excellent lighter-hearted music. Nowhere is this more plangent than on the pretty acoustic guitar croon on the song called The Effect.
I can't say your name without my mind filling up with flames. I do declare, at first it gave me quite a scare, but now I like the effect. It's not what one would expect. It comes in handy every once in a while. I've grown accustomed to my charcoal smile. I live in the sea,
in the sea,
with the spiders and the enemies. They aren't what I would call very good company at all, but they're the company I keep. Can't be too picky in the deep. And hey, who am I to say what's really good company anyway? And there's a planet in outer space.
Ultimately, Burden of Proof strikes me as a collection of songs about self-doubt executed by an artist making music that avoids a trace of self-doubt. The resulting tension between the lyrics and the music makes for frequent drama. It might be drama of a quiet sort, or of a subdued stubbornness, but it's compelling drama nevertheless.
Ken Tucker reviewed Bob Schneider's new album, Burden of Proof.